Hello and welcome to Dungeon Regular, a show about modules, adventures, and dungeons. I'm Nova, also known as Idle Cartoolery, and I'm reading through Dungeon Magazine one module at a time. I'll summarize that module, talk about its strengths, weaknesses, and how it could be used at the table, or might impact your own homebrew design. Today I'm going to talk about Forbidden Mountain by Larry Church in issue number 6, July 1987. Forbidden Mountain might be the first published example of a non-Euclidean dungeon, and it opens with two pages of mathematical description for those who don't know the term. It's a psychedelic dungeon, where the pleasure is in the gonzo, and so to my heart it belongs in Dungeon Crawl Classics. What can we take back to our table from Forbidden Mountain, even if we don't use it in our home campaign? 1. Non-Euclidean dungeons. I've seen a few of these before, but honestly, this is an interesting one. Basically, this one is full of curving hallways that don't curve in the eyes of the player characters. This means that you feel that you're going left, only to realize you're in fact going straight, or to the right. It's more random than a Tesseract dungeon, and hence less of a puzzle to solve, but is a puzzle largely solvable by observation, which is interesting. The only problem is that it doesn't describe the exits or halls well, which means you do have to do some work yourself, and that the rooms are spherical, which actually makes them feel less non-Euclidean to me. Small concerns, I'm sure. 2. Dimensional penalties. AD&D really likes to penalise the players, and I find this really dull and urge. I get that in real life. If I were trying to fight in 5 dimensions, it'd be harder to strike with my sword, and I wouldn't be able to shoot straight. But that's not interesting to me. For me, it's always more interesting to give the players a choice. You're having trouble with your sense of space here. Do you focus on aiming or focus on walking straight this turn? Those are the kind of choices that make environments interesting. 3. Boring monsters. Make your monsters interesting. The random encounters in this are colour-themed and a little Alice in Wonderland-y in that way. But overall, it's a dungeon filled with rats and spiders, which is a disappointing way to fill a dungeon that defies time and space. We really need to have an interesting theme layered on top of an interesting map if we want to have our dungeon feel interesting. 4. Trick endings. If you get to the end and open the box, you release a god of nothingness that annihilates everything it touches. There's no real warning for this that I can see, so it feels like a nasty ending to a somewhat random dungeon. I know this is a funhouse dungeon, not a serious one, but I also feel like you can make a non-Euclidean dungeon that isn't just a big joke, and that is interesting to the characters and in the context of a fantasy world. This one simply doesn't try to do that. That's Forbidden Mountain in a nutshell. I hope that you'll join me for the next episode of Dungeon Regular. If you have any questions, please reach out. I'm on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Mastodon at Idle Cartoolery, and I write reviews and blog at playfulvoid.game.blog. Dungeon Regular is listener supported. If you'd like to support Dungeon Regular, please visit my Ko-fi at ko-fi/Idle Cartoolery. Our theme music is an extract from Turning the Page by Kirk Osamayo on the Free Music Archive used under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening to Dungeon Regular.